It's the Red Skelton Show, brought to you from Hollywood by Procter & Gamble's Tide, the largest-selling wash day product in America. The Red Skelton Show with Dave Rose and his orchestra, our singing stars, the Four Knights, Lorene Petal, Pat McGee and Dick Ryan, Martha Wentworth, and me, Rod O'Connor. Now from Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, the star of our show, Red Skelton. You know, sometimes radio fantasy becomes unbelievable. But let's hope that this story about Santa Claus will never become a reality. For a few hours last night, Santa Claus was missing. Now the story can be told. So let's move the clock back to 1 a.m. Christmas Eve and find the gent who will enact the story. MGM's clown and the star of the Procter & Gamble program, Red Skelton.
Let him rest now, will you?
As a dreamer, I bring you Tide greetings. Good night.
Oh, now that I see you sitting there, I know you're still up.
That's a brilliant line, too, boy. Yeah, I'm looking over some of my Christmas cards. Here's one from Milton Berle. Well, how about that? It's got the same verse on it I sent him last year. That guy even steals some Christmas cards.
Say, that's a nice card there.
Yeah, it's from Jack Benny. And it's got a beautiful little personal handwritten note on the side here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, what's it say?
This style of a card, $1.50 a dozen.
Who sends you the card with nothing written on it?
Well, the blank card there, that's from Ingrid and Rossellini. They're still not talking. Are you having any fun, Mr. Fred?
Oh, yes, yes. But I'm glad the Christmas shopping is over.
Yes.
And I hope my aunt in New York likes the present I sent her.
What'd you send her, a bucket of water?
No, a mustache cup.
Mustache cup?
Yeah. She's given up shaving till the shortage is over.
Oh, well, you think it's going to be a nice Christmas?
Well, it has been a nice holiday so far.
Yeah.
Peace on earth for sure.
You better start reading something besides those comic books, boy. But you are a good house boy.
Boy, get a load of the boy, will you?
This guy had the seasick pill concession on Noah's Ark.
He's so old, he's his own ancestor.
Should have left it alone.
You'll pardon me for saying this.
Yeah.
I may be old, but I'm still young enough to hang my stockings over the fireplace with the children. Tell me, where's yours?
Right there with the air wick. I had to put the other one on. My foot got cold. Besides, I asked Santa for something that will fit better in the garage, you know.
Oh, I see. You didn't ask him for a new Buick again.
Why not? Last Christmas, I asked him for a Buick, and all he left me was four holes. Nothing I got. You open your presents yet?
I know, sir. Santa hasn't come yet.
Are you kidding? Santa Claus hasn't come? Why, it's 1:30.
Yes, I know. And it's got me worried. I wonder what's happened to him.
I don't know. Maybe he thought Los Angeles smog was one big chimney and got lost. Let's go outside and look around. You know how these flight conditions are now.
Oh. My, it sure is dark out tonight.
Yeah, that's because the sun's not out.
Oh, dear.
Makes you feel silly when they ain't there, huh?
Well, look at the distance. Look at the distance there. A falling comet.
Oh, that's an airplane. Stop worrying now.
Oh, I've got a right to worry. That's a falling comet.
You better call the airport and tell them a falling comet's going to land out there. There's the phone. I'll get it. Hello, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Red. Did you like my present?
No, Santa Claus hasn't been here yet.
He hasn't been here yet either.
No.
What do you think's holding him up?
Well, I don't know. They don't make chimneys the way they did in the old days. Maybe he got stuck in somebody's unit heat.
This is bad, Red. I can't sleep, you know, for thinking about it.
No, neither can I. Tell you what, meet me down at the all-night coffee shop in 10 minutes, will you?
Shall we drive down there?
No, let's ride piggyback. Then everybody will think we're in the Christmas spirit, me carrying home a pedestrian. Hey, you know, everybody really has the Christmas spirit this year. I saw a pedestrian get hit when the ambulance came up and the doctor jumped out. He's, oh, broken arm. Like to have a gift wrap? Well, back to this stuff. I'll meet you down at the coffee shop.
Okay.
Mr. Fred, I'm going out. I'll be right back.
Do you mind if I put some Christmas music on? Might help bring Santa around.
Yeah, Dave Rose and his orchestra has a wonderful Christmas album. Put that one on, but keep it soft. I don't want to wake up the children before Santa Claus gets here.
That jerk staggering down the middle of the street.
Hey, what are you doing in the street?
What do you like to know?
Willie Lump Lump, get out of the street before you get run over.
Yeah, well, that's the idea, Bob. That's the idea.
Yeah,
yeah, I'm giving these California drivers a Christmas present. It's not as bad as it used to be, though. You know, this morning one guy played pocket billiards with me. He bounced me off of three curbs into a manhole.
Hey, you want me to drive you home?
See, it's pretty hard to do. You see, this writing is so close to the paper. I can handle the white stuff. This black stuff what throws me.
You want me to drive you home?
Do what?
I said, you want me to drive you home?
What do you got, a mule train?
No, come on, get in.
Oh, no, I don't accept rides with strangers. I've read the papers. Fat boy.
Listen, Willie, don't call me fat boy. For 2 cents, I'd knock you flat.
Well, that's no trick. I'm on my hands and knees now.
Well, why don't you get up off your knees and walk like a man?
Because my wife made a monkey out of me.
Come on, I'll drive you home.
Oh, no, you don't. Take your big fat hand off me. I'll drive myself home. I can drive as well as the next man. Of course, the man sitting next to me was Joe's Barn Grill.
Well, how can you drive when you're not even in a car?
I'm not in a car?
No.
Well, since when? Last time I noticed I was sitting in a car, I got in it. Everything goes wrong. Well, I'll go. I thought somebody stole my steering wheel.
Really?
Yeah. Why? You know where it was?
No.
In the front seat. Well, I drove off. The yeah, same.
Well, you're walking now.
Oh, I remember what happened now. I was driving along whistling Christmas carols, and there was a woman, see, out of towner. She was driving in front of me, and she singled for a left turn, and I believed her. Well, that's my story, Mr. Anthony.
Don't you know where your car is, Willie?
Sure, I know where it's left here. Right, some of it's in my pocket here. You know anybody wants to buy an old U-tub cat?
Well, come on, Willie. Let me take you home.
I got news for you, boy. I'm not riding in that car. You're liable to hit something because you don't look right to me, boy. You just don't look right to me. I've seen a lot of drivers in my day, boy, but you just don't look right to me.
Willie,
and that goes for your uncle, too.
This is Christmas, Willie.
Yeah.
Now, why don't you go home to your wife?
Yeah.
She's probably worried about
you. Worried about me. It's her fault that I'm like this. She says, Willie, dear, let's have an old-fashioned Christmas. So I says, why stop with one? I'm dreaming of a tight Christmas myself.
Well, boy, you sure got a red nose.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
I thought I was eating an apple on a stick.
Now, look, Willie, I think you'd better go home.
Why?
I don't know if you've heard about it yet, but it's 2 a.m., and Santa Claus hasn't come yet.
Well, I don't blame him. All the fighting and thieving that's going on, everybody yelling peace on earth and working on the atom bomb at the same time. People don't trust each other. You poor old Dave Rose, he really got messed around that year.
Really? What happened to
Yeah,
Dave?
He went out and bought 36 neckties for the band, see? You know what they did?
No.
They all chipped in and bought him one. Yeah, you know, everybody's out here. They're not friendly anymore.
No.
You take my wife. Would you please take my wife? I'll go crawling in tonight. She'll be standing there with her tonsils flipping in the breeze. Steaming, where have you been, Willie? Where have you been, Willie? Yeah, and then I'll tell her where I've been, and she won't believe me. She'll think I've been out hoisting a few of the boys down at Joe's Bar and Grill. That's what she's going to think.
Well, why don't you explain to her?
Because it's rude to talk to people with a mouthful of pretzels. People just don't show up anymore. They just go. I don't blame Santa Claus for not coming. You ask me, boy. You just don't look right to me, boy.
Oh, I wouldn't say that, Willie. Gosh, think of all the disappointed people there'll be if Santa Claus doesn't
people.
Come.
Disappointed. A lot of people care about the Christmas spirit. Nobody's friendly anymore. Look at that guy standing over in the park. I said, hey, bud, Merry Christmas. Hey, boy, hey, Merry Christmas. You know what I mean? How do you like that? Two selfies keep sending greetings to me.
Well, Willie, that's a statue.
Mm-hmm.
That's a statue.
Well, I hope he don't try to drive home. How plastered can you get?
Well, I can't stand here yapping with you all night. Merry Christmas, Willie.
Yeah.
You know, I got to go buy a few things for the kids just in case Santa Claus doesn't show up at
Are
all.
Are you serious? Santa hasn't really come yet?
Well, I've been telling you for 10 minutes something has happened to Santa Claus.
Well, maybe the Teamsters Union pulled off the reindeers until they investigate Rudolph, that red-nosed one. Well, I got to go, boy.
Now, hey, hold on. You keep saying you got to go home, but you're walking in the other direction.
Well, that only goes to show you that my feet are smarter than my mouth. Well, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Willie.
Ah, he just don't look right to me.
Gosh, what's going to happen? There's a parking space. Guess I'll get the radio news while I'm waiting for Skelton.
And now, a special announcement. It's about Santa Claus, who has been mysteriously delayed. Mrs. Santa Claus told the Associated Press that Santa left to make his deliveries at 12 sharp, and she hasn't heard from him since. A worldwide search has been made, but no trace of his reindeer and sleigh, filled with over $1 billion worth of gifts, has been found. Drew Pearson predicts that this will be a big Republican issue in the 1950 election.
Well, it's about time you got here.
Yeah. Isn't that awful about Santa Claus?
Yeah. Come on, let's go in this all-night beanery and get some coffee.
Okay. Oh, I see our southern fried friend is on duty.
Well, if it ain't my little old fat ham Yankees. What are y'all gonna hire?
You got any chicken? Hot chicken?
Hot chicken? This is a cold turkey if I ever saw one.
Give us a couple of cups of coffee.
Coffee? My, you fellas are really living. What'd you do, pool your money?
Yeah.
Here's your coffee.
Yeah.
And here's a couple of spoons and a book of matches.
Well, what are the matches for?
The coffee's cold, and I thought you might like to warm it up. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, honey. Well, Rod, you think we've got trouble? Get a load of this old lady that just came in.
Hey, yeah, that's old Molly the Moocher. Get a load of that fur coat she's wearing.
It looked like it jumped on her from a tree.
Merry Christmas, boy.
Merry Christmas.
Couldn't see you. Say, you couldn't see your way clear to help an old silent picture star, could you?
You were in pictures?
Years ago, yeah. I was the belle of Hollywood. Now the only way I could take a man off his feet is to offer him a chair. Say, you don't happen to have a cigarette, do you, fella?
Well, yeah, here, keep the pack.
Really? Oh, there's 6 or 7 good butts in there, yes.
You were really in silent pictures?
Yeah, I was in the Nickelodeon when it wasn't worth 2 cents.
Yeah.
Say, you don't happen to have a match on you, do
yeah,
you?
Yeah, here's a light.
Oh, thanks. Can I keep the lighter?
No. Hey, Rod, I think this old gal's a pickpocket.
Oh, whatever gave you that idea, youngster?
You got your hands in my pocket.
Oh, I was only warming. It is cold. Say, buddy, you wouldn't happen to have a little Christmas spirit on your hip, would you?
On my hip? Look, you don't look like the type that drinks.
Oh, it wasn't for me. My canary has a touch of virus, and I thought a little nip might fix him up. Say, you wouldn't by any chance have a bus transfer on you, would you?
Say, don't you have any income?
Well, I'll tell you. Business was slow this Christmas. Those store detectives caught up to me before I got my shopping bag half full.
You're a shoplifter?
Well, I hate to boast, mister, but Saks Fifth Avenue sent all their last-minute shoppers to my house. Say, could you spare a sawbuck, huh?
Well, all I got's a $20 bill.
Well, beggars can't be choosers. Say, if it's easy on you, I'll accept a money order.
I don't have any money orders.
Or a stamp?
Nope.
Poker chip?
Look, Grandma, if you need money that bad, here, wait, where's my wallet? It's missing. Okay, hand it over, Grandma.
Here it is. Sorry. You shouldn't leave it laying around your pocket like that. Say, you don't happen to have the time, do you?
Yes, it's now. Okay, hand me my watch.
Here it is. Sorry.
How do you like that, Rod? Rod? Hey, Rod, where do you go? Okay, hand him over.
Here I am, Skelton, right behind you. Now, don't get excited.
Yeah.
Well, Merry Christmas, boys. Big ones, though.
Hey, before she gets out of sight, let's check the fillings in her teeth.
Yeah.
Hey, look, standing over there under the street lamp, the four knights. They've been out every night singing Christmas carols. Open the door. I want to hear them sing.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly, fa la 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 la. Tis the season to be jolly, fa la 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 la. Don we now our gay apparel, fa la 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 la. Toll the ancient Yuletide carols, fa la 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 la. Blazing you before us. Strike the harp and join the chorus. follow me in merry measure. Fa la 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 la. While I tell of Yuletide treasures.
La 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 la. Fast away the old year passes. Fa la 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 la. Hail the new ye lads and lasses. Fa la 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 la. Sing we joyous all together. Fa la 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 la. Heedless of the wind and weather. Fa la 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 la.
It's 3 o'clock in the morning and no sign of Santa yet. Boy, what are all the parents going to tell their kids when they wake up in the morning?
Gee, I can't believe it. You know, we've always taken Santa Claus for granted. Now he doesn't show up. Maybe that's why, Rod. Maybe we just don't deserve him anymore.
Well, I guess Junior's already heard about it. Look, the lights are on up in his room.
Yeah.
Maybe I should stop in and comfort the little guy. You know, he rather likes me.
Yeah, well, I'll see you later, Rod.
Merry Christmas, Red. No, it can't be. Hey, Skelton, come on back. Skelton, look up on Junior's house.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, Ron.
Who's there?
It's me, Rod O'Connor.
At 3 a.m? Blow your breath through the keyhole before I open the door.
I haven't been drinking. Open up.
What's wrong, Rod?
Well, haven't you heard? Santa Claus hasn't made any deliveries. And I know why. Come here and look up on top of your roof.
Well, for goodness sake, reindeer and a sleigh.
Yeah, Santa's in this house. Something's happened to him. Look, the light is on up in Junior's room.
Well, let's go and see why he's up. Here. Here's his room. Junior, are you asleep?
I'm sleeping like a little lamb, kiddo. Getting down here moseying around in me pillow.
Junior, you open up. Santa Claus is in here and he wants to see you.
You mean he got away? Where is that big red blimp? Where he go?
That's what we want you to tell us.
Here, now, let go of me here. How would I know where Santa Claus is? I just a little kid. I've been asleep. By the way, Fatso, how is your little boy?
Well, he's a chip off the old block.
You mean a slice off of the old ham, don't you?
Why do you call me a ham?
I calls him the way I see him.
Rod, look here in Junior's room. Tricycles, dolls, electric trains, football.
Yeah, boy, I loaded this here, boy.
Junior, out with it. Where's Santa Claus?
Yes, Junior, out with it.
I ain't talking till I see me mouthpiece. I demand a habeas popsicle. A habeas rip your cork, I say something.
Rod, do you realize what he's done?
Yes, he's kidnapped Santa Claus.
Yeah, that booby tap in the chimney really worked this time.
Oh, there's just no end to your meanness.
I got a feeling I'm going to wish there was no end to me, too.
You know, I never thought I'd grow up to see a thing like this.
Well, I got news for you, kiddo. You didn't grow up. You grew out.
I don't know where he gets it from.
Yeah?
We never had such thoughts when we were children.
Well, naturally, there wasn't so many people then, and they only had 13 states.
Oh, come now. I'm not that old.
Oh, no. Pop says you helped Paul Revere saddle his horse.
I did not.
Oh, no. The British is coming.
Good luck, Paul. Drop me a card from Lexington.
Hey,
Junior. Junior, now, this has gone far enough. Now, where is he? Yeah. Answer me. Where is Santa Claus?
No, you don't, boy. I've cornered the market, and I aims to keep it that way. Oh. You know.
Why can't you be good?
I have been good. For the last few weeks, I've been so good it'd make a kid like me sick to think about it. You know. Look all I would have gotten if I hadn't thought up this little scheme. Look what the little old boy was going to give me. Towels marked his, hers, and mine with a skull and crossbones on it.
Well, that's no reason for kidnapping, Santa. Mm-hmm. Why don't you act like other little kids and hang up your stockings?
I did. Not only did I hang up every pair I own, but me high-topped and a windsock from the airport.
Will you stop chattering and tell me where he is? Close the door.
Wait a minute. Somebody's banging on the closet door.
No, that's the Moors. They've taken up tap dancing.
I'll bet it's the Moors. It's Santa Claus.
My skunk patrol training has failed me again.
Here, I'll help untie you, Santa.
Oh, Junior, how could you?
Well, I'm not giving any of my secrets away to you.
Okay, Santa, there you are. You're all untied. Are you all right?
Oh, yes. I'm fine. No broken bones, just a broken heart. I never thought greed would enter a little child's head.
What?
Never thought I'd live to see such selfishness in this country.
Well, maybe not, but from here on is I going to be the main boy. They have to come to me if they want any toys to play with. From now on, and they don't do what I says, they get nothing, boy. Mark that down in your little red book.
Junior, old Santa Claus doesn't like to lecture, but he wants you to listen. I don't blame you for what you've done. You're just a child. And by observation, you're trying to follow the trend of the present-day thinking of the lazy get-something-for-nothing group. But this doesn't build a healthy world, nor will it bring peace. For once we turn the birthday of the Christ child into a holiday for the greedy, God's likeness in fellow man disappears and is replaced by a lust for power. Alexander the Great, Napoleon, the Kaiser, Hitler. They've all tried it, son. And all are dead, along with their prisoners. Think how you'll feel when your neighbors awaken and find that Santa, the symbol of unselfish giving, has disappeared. Think how lost they'll be when they find empty stockings, all because you, for one second, forgot and became greedy. That's how spiritual guidance is lost, by forgetting it for just one second. Well, I'll be going now. I'll leave the presents here and go back to the North Pole and hope and pray that I can come again next year. Well, Merry Christmas, everybody.
Goodbye, Santa.
Oh, I'm sorry this happened.
Well,
there's nothing I can do. He has all the gifts. And it's like he says, if we don't obey, we get nothing.
Well, I didn't mean you, Mommy.
I'm sorry, Junior. But when you control men's thoughts, belittle their dignity and self-respect, and become a dictator, you do mean everyone. Even your mummy. You're not to be trusted. For without faith, you're without understanding.
Well, then take all the presents back. I don't want any of them. I'm sorry. I didn't realize what I was doing, Santa Claus. I love you. I love you ever since I've known about you, Santa Claus. Please take them back. I'll never be greedy again. Honest, I won't.
No, don't cry. That won't help matters.
I can't help it. I'm bad. All I need now is a mustache, that's all.
Darling, no, you're not really bad. Oh, bless his little heart.
Yeah, bless his little heart.
Oh, well, Junior, hearing you talk like that makes me feel better.
Oh, here, let me help you pack the
well,
bag.
Fine. I've still got about 2 hours before daybreak.
Oh, you can make it. Them rangers is fast, you know.
There won't be a disappointed child all grown up. Even if I do miss some of them, they'll still have a big present from old Santa. Freedom. To believe.
Oh, goodbye, Santa Claus, and I'll remember to be good.
Away, Blitzen!
Merry Christmas! Merry Christmas, Santa Claus! Merry Christmas!
Thanks for being with us, and until next Sunday...
This is Red Skelton saying goodbye now, and thanks for listening. And from Procter & Gamble, we wish all of you a very Merry Christmas.
Red Skelton is heard in this program to the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.